League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
803 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. If you want to get in, you're more than welcome to do that on this, the eve of our intern Alan's last day. The eve of Alan's last day.
And we won't even be here for it.
No, we won't be here for his last day. We're going to be out. Tomorrow, we are going to be at Republic Boot Company. And we want you all to stop on by in the Heights, Studewood, 11th Street and Studewood. We want you to come by and hang out with us tomorrow morning. We'll be there from 7 till noon. And then Nick's place on Monday for the Christmas party. Everybody has to be there. You have to be there. If you listen to the show, you have to be there, period. Okay? So that's all there is to it. And is Alan going to come to the Christmas show?
I don't know that. He may not want to spend Christmas Eve at Nick's. I'm not sure.
Everybody wants to spend Christmas Eve
at Nick's. I know a lot of people do, but maybe Alan doesn't. We're
Alan needs to.
We're going to be there. Every show's going to be there. We're going to have the promo team there.
Yeah.
We're going to have the social media team there.
Games, prizes, prizes.
If you happen to be a viewer of our streams, you may see people that you don't normally see but you want to see because our promo team will be there. I'm not going to mention names, but
Sam and Abigail. Okay. So stop already.
For some people, that is the biggest prize.
Yeah, right. That's the attraction.
Okay. I would suggest... apparently, they're there early. That's all I'll say. All right. They're going to be there for this show.
Okay. All right. All right, so this story here, it came out of The Athletic. A story by Zach Rosenblatt, Michael Silver, and Diana Rossini. Okay? The Jets owner, in this story, this is one of the stories in there. The Jets owner nixed a trade for Jerry Jeudy last offseason. Because the receiver's EA Sports rating was too low. And it's not the only time the video game ratings have factored into personnel decisions either. Apparently, his sons are big Madden fans. And they're like, Dad, you can't do that. Because look how low his Madden rating is. Oh, my God.
I fail to see the issue.
If you're a Jets fan... And you're being run as an organization by the Madden ratings.
Well, not the Madden ratings. The stylings of his two teenage sons.
Well, and Woody is old.
Are you surprised that a old man with a lot of money may have married someone much younger than had kids?
This is ridiculous. The most ridiculous thing I've heard of an owner yet.
We all should have known Woody was on one when we found out he named one of his kids Brick.
One of his kids?
One of the kids advising him was named Brick Johnson.
Well, wait a minute. Woody Johnson on a mobile is here.
Well, he heard your slander and decided, I'm not going to let this slide.
Okay, so wait a minute. Woody Johnson on a mobile is joining us here. The owner... owner of the Jets on a mobile here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Woody Johnson on a mobile. How are you?
I'm good, gentlemen. I'm on a brisk walk, keeping myself fit as a fiddle. And I've got a friend there who told me about some of the things that were being said, and I wanted to call in and correct some of it. Number one, Brick and Jack, give you an idea about how sharp these two are, my teenage sons. You haven't seen the movie Rushmore. They're a lot like the twin boys of Bill Murray in that movie. Just real sharp kids that have a lot of edge and grit and fire to them. And No one pays more attention to pro football than Brick and Jack. And they, you know, kids today know more about football than anyone because of all the John Madden football, video football that's being played. And so all the information is now available to everyone. It's like open source. It's open source information. So the days of the general manager with their nefarious doings behind closed doors is over. The general public has information to this, and when you put that type of information and power into the hands of young people, great things happen.
Yeah, some great things happen. Well, but Jerry Jeudy, you don't trade for somebody because of his Madden rating?
Well, that's, you know, that was, at that time, that was a big concern for him. Was his Madden rating was a huge concern for him, and, yeah, I think that's, you go with the information you have, and that's the kind of information that sometimes will hit, and sometimes, well, I can't speak to why Jerry Jeudy all of a sudden learned how to play football when he got to Cleveland, but boy, they're winning a lot of games over there in Cleveland, aren't they, with Jerry Jeudy? So I'm glad for your fantasy football team, but they're just stacking losses like crazy.
Well, that's what is happening with the Jets as well.
Well, due to unforeseen circumstances.
But what about you letting Aaron Rodgers run your team as opposed to, well, and John Madden? John Madden and Aaron Rodgers have basically taken over Jets personnel.
And Brick and Jack.
Yeah, let's not leave out Brick and Jack.
Yeah, Brick and Jack. I'm sorry. I left out Brick and Jack running the team.
I believe the children are future. Teach them well and let them pick your team. Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding, guys. Well, when I'm out on a walk in this cool air.
What was Alan Lazard's Madden rating and Randall Cobb's Madden rating?
When we used to let Aaron run the team before Brick and Jack got a hold to the Madden ratings. Yeah, there was a time in there where Joe Douglas was doing a lot of foolishness. Like I said, nefarious general managers get behind closed doors and make decisions that are selfish. And, you know, I never wanted Aaron Rodgers, truth be told, but, you know, Joe convinced me, and then Aaron convinced him not to get a booster shot, and then also to Aaron then convinced him about taking these peyote buttons or whatever, and then Aaron convinced him, let me get Cobb. Let me get Lazard. Bring in my friend to be offensive coordinator, that numbskull out of Denver. And then Brick and Jack kind of got in there and got things. So I got rid of Woody. Brick and Jack and me started fixing things. And, you know, we're on the road to recovery. And I think things have never looked better. We're going to have a high draft pick. And this is the great thing. EA, Madden, Electronic Sports, and College Football videos now have a 25 version where they give me all the statistics and the ratings on everything. Good. I don't know if you spin move rated, juke rating, tackle power, toughness, and it's all there. And so the scouting process has never been easier for us now is to just take this information from the video football, college Madden, player football, and all the NIL stuff, and just what we're going to do is bring it into one open source information and take a lot of algorithms that my kids are doing on the Excel. Mm-hmm. They're going to put it into ChatGPT. All these ratings go into ChatGPT, and we'll see how the NFL likes it now that we have the greatest intellectual power ever. ChatGPT, making picks.
Well,
the computers never lose.
I appreciate that, Woody Johnson on the mobile. So now that your son is called the de facto GM by multiple reports, that's fine. Whatever.
Who, I got Brick?
Yeah, Brick. Let's talk about how the name Brick.
Well, Jack's up there, too, as director of college scouting.
Okay, I didn't want to leave out Jack. That's on me. That's my fault. I want to get to Brick's name in general. So you named him Robert Wood Johnson V. But he has the nickname Brick because of your love of DeBrickishaw Ferguson. That's where that name comes from. So why isn't Jack's nickname Santonio? You didn't like Santonio Holmes enough to name Jack Santonio?
It's a little too how do I say this? Santonio's just a little too it's a little too
community oriented.
Yeah, it doesn't seem
spreads
to,
it around.
I mean,
it's just got a lot of words in it, a lot of letters in it. It's got a lot of I O's at the end, and there's just a lot of
duh.
Not, with it doesn't apostrophe? Flow as easy. Look, I prefer one syllable. Brick.
Okay. Jack. Yeah.
I will say brick. I mean Jack. If you had named him Santonio, would have a lot to live up to if you've seen a picture or two.
Yeah.
Online.
Yeah. Well.
Santonio left the legacy. Santonio left the legacy.
Did he? Well,
a third legacy.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Thank you, Woody Johnson,
exactly,
on the mobile.
Woody, thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, when I'm out in this cool breeze,
yeah.
Boy, my mind's never quicker.
So,
and say, you know, I heard you make a comment about having teenage children with a younger woman who's beautiful. You know, I saw a movie where they said, get busy living or get busy dying. And I decided to get busy living.
Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah. I think Dufresne wasn't all bad. And honestly, I wish I had Red on my staff. I don't think we ever would have ended up with Salah or that nefarious Joe Douglas trying to run roughshod over this great organization. Had Red been here to warn me about stuff. Not the one guy that hung himself. Red was... Morgan Freeman is who that was.
Yeah, no, right. Well, then one last question. Did you not give enough to the Trump campaign this year to become ambassador to the UK? What the hell? What happened there?
Sticky situation. I wanted to get back over there, and I don't know. I think President Trump, what he was doing was basically allowing me to do the right thing, which is build up a great American institution. When I left last time during the Trump administration, so a lot of stuff kind of went haywire on us, and a lot of weird things started happening. So now I think Mr. Trump, President Trump, is basically saying, Woody, I want you and Brick and Jack. Remember, Brick and Jack were young back then, and then we didn't have open source AI like ChatGPT. And so now he's like, Woody, take the power of the internet. Take the power of AI, artificial intelligence. Take that and take high school kids named Brick and Jack, and go out and rebuild the Jets. It's more important than what's going on in England. And I said, well, that's the way I read it.
Mm-hmm. No, okay. It's more important than what's going on. I know a lot of people in the organization. I heard a lot of people in the organization would really love to see you become going back to England.
And that's true because they know that Jack and Brick are the future. I believe that Brick is the future.
Thank you, Woody Johnson, on a mobile on ESPN.
Good luck with your team there in Houston.
Yeah. Playoffs.
You got your hands full with Patrick Mahomes, but his rating, his mobility rating has dropped a lot. You guys better check in on the John Madden because some of the CJ's rating has really fallen off. Have you seen CJ's rating? Accuracy is down at 82. It had been at 89. It's 82.
Somehow Woody Johnson has morphed into Carol Cox.
Well,
have you seen?
My name's Woody, son. That's where we've got some seasoning in our flavor.
We got to go. We got to break. Thank you, Woody Johnson, on a mobile. Thank you for what. I'd see. Apparently, the Texans aren't in on all this information that's out there for you. They're not taking advantage.
I really hope they get in on the front lines of what should be the future of analyzing players.
Right. It is the future.
Yeah, I don't
with
know
Brick and Jack.
I don't know where that accent came from when you were born in New Jersey.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Have you seen? All right, Game Day Men's Health is what we're talking about now. I'm going over there today, as a matter of fact. I'm going to go see. I'm going to get my numbers because I've been with them for, I don't know, 6-7 weeks now. And it's time for me to go back, get my numbers. And you will do that too. And just they wanted to make sure that everything is on the right track. And I'm pretty sure that it is. I love the way that Game Day goes about it. First of all, I didn't pay anything to get a consultation, okay, because nobody does. You don't. You don't pay for a consultation. That's ridiculous that these other places are charging you just to find out whether or not you could be a client of theirs, okay? That's crazy. So don't do that. Secondly, they got a lab right there And so when I do take my labs, when they do draw blood, they find out right away. In 15 minutes, I know what's going on with my body, as opposed to the other places where you have to go. I've done this for years and years and years. You go back the next week and you find out, because it takes them that much time to get the numbers back. Not at game day. So there's that. There's a huge advantage there. And then all of the information that they have, they're not using Madden ratings. What they're using is really, really intelligent people that are going to break down exactly what you're looking for, help you do better in the gym, help you recover better from any injury or illness that you've had, whatever it is that you're looking for. Bigger, you're looking for stronger, you're looking for thinner, whatever it is you're looking for, they've got a plan for you. All at Game Day Men's Health. It's different. It's just better. So find the Game Day Men's Health nearest you, GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Could you believe Woody Johnson on a mobile, Lance? I can't believe
it. No, that guy's – they're not going anywhere with that guy's owner.
No. And actually, you know, it's not really a joke. I mean, it's true. And the people in the Jets organization were like hoping that he would get it was such a different place to work when he wasn't around. And the idiocy that goes on. I thought Cal was the worst for a while, but then, you know, Hannah kind of weathered the storm and kind of took him by the hand and was able to lead him out of that. Don't.
I don't know where you stand with Hannah. It goes back and forth.
Well, no. But she did. But now it's time to just let's take a step back.
You are still blaming her for the Tennessee loss?
Yes. No, he's mad at that. Houston Texans account wished her a happy birthday.
No, I'm not mad about it. It's just I don't see a lot of wives being wished happy birthday by an organization, but that's okay. It's fine.
I bet you other owners' wives get wished happy birthday.
Maybe.
And I bet you they're not as front and center as Hannah is.
And that's his problem, I think.
Yeah, it's back.
I like when you get rid of Jack Easterby and make Cal do the good stuff, but I don't like it when you get credit.
No, that's fine.
Classic misogyny.
Yeah.
Classic.
No, it's classic. Anyway, so that was Woody Johnson. As long as he's the owner, or Brick and Jack are running the team with Madden, it's gonna be a tough road to hoe. It's gonna be a tough road for you Jets fans.
It's a real missed opportunity.
How embarrassing is that for them, though? How embarrassing is this for a Jet fan to be seeing this?
That two teenage,
yeah. That you're being run by Madden ratings.
Are helping to run your team. Well, I guess they should have known way back when they drafted Zach Wilson, when Brick was in the war room calling Zach Wilson after he was drafted. There's a clip of, there's an image of that out there where he's in the war room. Hey, Zach, welcome to the Jets. Oh, okay, we got a problem here.
Oh, my gosh. What were his college football ratings? Probably high.
I'm sure Brick saw him do that Aaron Rodgers thing in the pro day. It was like, that's our guy. We'll need that little spin away and throw off balance against air that everyone was so excited about back then.
That's our guy. You see what's going on between Doug Gottlieb and Adam Schefter?
No, what's
you haven't seen this?
Doug Gottlieb, the college basketball coach who has his own radio show?
Wisconsin Green Bay.
Or the college football coach Deion Sanders, who does his own podcast and TV show.
Right. Well, but Doug does it on a daily basis. He was able to keep and coach the Green Bay, University of Wisconsin Green Bay, who I covered for years while I was up in Green Bay. Tony Bennett, it was a hell of a program when Tony Bennett ran it. Dick Bennett ran it, and Tony Bennett was his player. And anyway, Adam Schefter tweeted out, Sacramento State is in discussions to hire former Pro Bowl quarterback Mike Vick as its new head coach, per sources. Sacramento State plans to move up to FBS, is building a new stadium, and has over $50 million for NIL. Well, Doug Gottlieb retweeted it and says, Jesus, J-E-E-Z-U-S. Jesus, Shefty. Edit what agents tell you. 0.0% chance Sac State has $50 million in NIL. And then Adam Schefter said, the SAC-12 leading the school's NIL efforts already announced it has reached its initial goal of raising $50 million in NIL funds to strengthen the school's case for invitation to the Pac-12 or Mountain West Conference. And Jesus, Doug, and dispelled the same way, a seven-game losing streak and last place in the Horizon League, less time on social media and more time in the gym.
Hey, I couldn't agree more with Adam Schefter. If you're going to – I mean, how in the world are you legitimately running a team, which is a full, which is very difficult to do full-time ever for anyone at any level? How in the world are you doing that and staying on social media and having a radio show? Like, and then you're losing? Whoever hired him, this is going to be one and done for Gottlieb. There's no chance that Gottlieb is fully committed, because if you were, this would get all your attention. And he's just not. I mean, he's just not fully committed.
No.
Now, I got to say, $50 million for Sacramento State sounds
fishy.
To me, that sounds like there's one or two guys with a ton of money.
Ball Sack might have put that out.
Well, no, it just feels like there's maybe one or two guys with a ton of money who are pledging that. And so it's more one of those on paper, there's $50 million committed.
Well, apparently it wasn't enough for Mike, because Mike went to Norfolk State. So Mike said, nah, Sac State, I'm not sure about that $50 million in NIL. I'm going to Norfolk State. But regardless, he did, Ben, talk about Adam Schefter really clapping back. That was nice. That should have been – we should have saved that for Ship Talk, right, though, for next week? Next week, Ship Talk?
We're not going to be here next week.
Oh, Monday?
I'm not going to be able to do that. You want to put strain on someone else?
Ship Talk.
You want Abigail to cultivate Ship Talk?
Ship Talk. Let's go.
Actually, no. Who is going to be here? I don't even know who's going to be back here for that.
I don't know who's on that. Apparently, Doug Gottlieb, after – was it another loss by Wisconsin Green Bay?
Well, it was a loss after he made fun of the school he was playing.
He forgot
the school, but
apparently Doug Gottlieb. Yeah, I forgot that part of the story. He said that smaller schools ain't worth nothing.
He called them nobody. D2 school who just beat them. They beat them after he said that.
He called them nobody. And then they beat them. Oh my God, Doug Gottlieb, you're the ship you're running there. Holy crap. Who are the two teams that Doug Gottlieb beat?
Yeah.
This is the full quote. Part of the reason I want to play better teams is like it's two degrees outside. It's snowing. I don't really like the idea of nobody you coming in here. What do we learn playing a game where we win by 20? There's a methodology to it, and I'm going to have to adjust moving forward. Well, you lost by two.
He lost the game, and he lost the game after he talked about nobody you coming in here. Holy crap. That is bad. I got to look up the University of Wisconsin Green Bay, see who they beat, and then bet against that team, those two teams, all year long, because they suck. So now, afterwards, does Gottlieb have anything good to say in his post-game press conference about Schefter?
Well, we'll hear it. Here's Doug Gottlieb on the back and forth between he and Schefter.
Part of the energy towards Schefter was this. When people put out that a program has $50 million in NIL, it makes programs at this level, which is the same level basketball-wise, look like what are we doing? Because we're nowhere near that. Neither are they. Like, my brother coached at Sacramento State. So there is no one who's more familiar with the Cal State system and with Sacramento State than I am, outside of my brother because he coached there. So, again, part of my energy towards it was, like, there's just so much BS out there about what's really happening in the NIL world. And here we are, we're asking our donors to help us in any way possible financially. And how does that make them feel? Like, okay, we're nickel and diming. But like the reality is, they're nowhere near that. I texted with Schefter, he texted me back. We're good. Obviously, I end up looking on social media the worst for it. Point remains that there's nothing about his tweet in terms of the facts which were accurate. And again, I don't necessarily blame him. I blame the people that just tell blatant lies to reporters, and they go with the biggest number possible. Not my finest moment, but I think one thing you guys will learn, and it will learn work eventually in the positive, is whatever I do is going to draw a ton of attention. And I have a certain tone sometimes to the way I speak, and especially to the way I tweet, which can upset people. But I promise you that even though it's in the negative now, It'll be in the positive soon.
So Michigan Tech was the nobody that came in and beat them. And
that sounds like a made-up school.
Michigan Tech, a Division II school.
That sounds like something that would be on an 80s movie where, like, well, we're playing the guys from Michigan Tech this week, and we're not going to lose to Michigan Tech. And, like, but that's a real school?
Apparently it is. And apparently Doug Gottlieb, earlier this year, a couple of games ago, benched Anthony Roy, his leading scorer, because he didn't feel like he was working hard enough or something. And everybody was like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And, you know, I don't have a problem if you don't feel like the kid is trying hard enough.
Culture. We had an established culture.
That's right. I don't mind that. But Doug Gottlieb has been a disaster ever since he took the job. He said, and I will keep my radio show every day. What? How do you keep your radio show? Now, he did take less money. So he said, I want to make sure I can still, you know, feed the family. He did take less money as the head coach. He wanted to be a head coach really bad. I know a guy, you know, he went to Oklahoma State, and Doug Gottlieb went to Oklahoma State. And I know a guy that he's been calling and saying, hey, help me get this head coaching job here, head coaching job there. And he finally got one, but he wouldn't give up his radio gig to do it.
God almighty. You want to talk about only having you want to talk about half measures and a foot barely in the door. Like, he's worried this won't work out or he won't like it, so he wants to keep the other thing going. That's, man, you want to talk about the ultimate safety net.
Right. I don't know how safe he is with the radio. I have no idea. I don't know.
Guys, if you'd like to hear my post-game press conference, one thing you're going to learn about me is that I'm going to do my press conferences on Spaces on Twitter. We're going to do it on Spaces. So make sure you go to my social media account, follow me, and then my content creating site on YouTube. I want you to hit like, pound that like button, and pound subscribe to make sure that you get all the best content from the Doug Gottlieb channel. Like, dude, are you a coach or not?
Yeah, right.
Jeff Van Gundy would never tell you to hit like.
No, he never did. You know who I like? I like Billy Brown over at Aqueduct Plumbing Company. We're going to see Billy on Monday, as a matter of fact.
What does Billy Brown do, John? What does Aqueduct do?
Aqueduct
makes the...
What does Brown do for you?
No, makes what? The Brown go down.
Oh, that's right. It does make the Brown go down. It makes the Brown go down. I'm not sure, Billy. You know what? We need to have that in Billy's office. It makes the Brown go down, okay? But Billy is the Brown. Billy goes, I don't know. I don't know about that whole thing, Lance. I mean, there's a lot of double entendres there. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that one.
Only for you. No. Only in your mind.
So here's the deal is, I know this. Browns guys will come out to your house, and they will give you a fare. They will give you a quote. They will give you an estimate of what the work is going to cost absolutely free, while other plumbers don't do that. Other plumbers come and charge you just to show up to give you a consultation. That ain't happening. Not at Aqueduct Plumbing Company. I know this. And Brown goes down at my house because of Billy Brown, okay? At my house. It does, Dell. It does. And it's because of how many times has he been to my house? How many times has he been to Lance's house? Lance, how many times Billy's been and his people been at your house?
Oh, like five and the last four or five. And the last time was just this weekend. They were there on Saturday and resealed a loose toilet. They got one of them. They changed a mistake that I had made, and then they cleaned out the hot water heater.
Dell wants to know, when? What are you guys doing at your house?
Five times. How much Brown is going down?
A lot of Brown. At Lance's house with all those kids? Oh, my God. And I got kids, too. I've got kids at the house right now. I'm sure Brown's going down. And it's because of Billy Brown at Aqueduct Plumbing Company. 281-488-6238. 281-488-6238 or aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Oh, my God. Lance, what are you doing with Jackie and your brother right now? I mean, what are you doing?
Those Dana Brown fanboys?
Yeah.
Those Jeff Luneau haters?
Yeah. I mean, even arguable. Jeff Luneau was the greatest general manager in this city's history, and one of the best all time. Now, there were some flaws. Yes, he missed some picks. Misses picks. Yes, they did have the scandal during it. Yes. But Jeff Luneau had such a great look at his soccer team now. It moves up. His soccer team, Leganés, moves up in class in Serie A, and they beat Barcelona, okay, with a fraction of the resources that Barcelona has. I mean, Jeff Luneau is just a sports genius, and nothing against Jackie and your brother, okay, but let's stop.
Geniuses in their own right. They're Twitter geniuses.
Well, but no, listen. Jeff Luneau is, and there's nothing wrong. They're not getting rid of Dana Brown. He's got a tough situation. It's true. He's got a hands-on owner now, where Jeff Luneau had free reign. He did, and he was able to. But Jeff Luneau had a much bigger job. Jeff Luneau had to rebuild an entire organization from bottom to top. In minor league system, all of it. He had to rebuild it all. And he took 3 years, and he did it. And then all of a sudden, you're on the greatest run that this city has ever seen, any pro sports franchise. Period. It's not even arguable. So, and it's all because of what Jeff Luneau did. So, I mean, obviously, had his flaws, and there was a tough time now with the scandal and everything else that went on. I don't know what Jeff Luneau knew or didn't know. But I do know that we have been enjoying the greatest run ever, in large part because of Jeff Luneau, not because of Dana. But Dana does have a tough job. Listen, this is what Daryl Morey had to do as well, right? You got to build a championship organization, but you can't lose in the meantime, and that's what Dana Brown is got going on right now. Can't lose right now. Can't lose. You just traded away Kyle Tucker, but you know what? You still got to win. So that's why, I mean, I hear a lot of people saying, hey, you know what? What are you doing with Fromber? Just trade him too. I don't think that's happening. I don't think so. I think they're going to try to still win. They still own the division. They're still the best team in the division. And, bring home another division title and see what happens in the postseason with a depleted offense, but you're still pretty damn good. With your pitching is still pretty damn good.
Look, I'm not here to tell you that Dana Brown has an easy job. He doesn't. I said earlier in the show, the hardest job in the world for a general manager is stepping into a good situation and trying to keep the water level even on the boat. I mean, it's really hard to navigate around free agency issues. It's really hard to navigate around issues beyond your control, like poor signings of Abreu and Montero. They didn't sink you, though. Like, it's not like Montero and Abreu. Boy, you were gonna re-sign Kyle Tucker, Alex Bregman if you hadn't done those deals. If Reggie and Jeff hadn't done those deals, that wasn't gonna happen. It's something for us to talk about. It's a pain in the ass for Jim, Crane to have to pay that money to guys who aren't playing, but it's not really preventing Dana Brown from doing his job. I didn't say Dana Brown has an easy job. He still has a job that we're going to talk about, and we're going to judge his effectiveness. And more than likely, it's never going – like, how many GMs are going to match up with a guy who was responsible for putting together the core of a dynasty run in baseball? Not many GMs in any sport are going to be able to do what the Astros were able to do. It's not, and he was the guy that built that up. Did Luneau have it easier? Not really. I mean, Jeff Luneau had more opportunities to succeed, but it's never, if it's so easy to rebuild bad teams, then why are there organizations that stay in the tank forever? It's not. Just because you're bad and get high draft picks doesn't mean you're automatically going to be good. You got to do something with them. Jim, we don't talk about Luneau was very smart. You can make whatever joke you want about Lance McCullers, but Lance McCullers was effective for different World Series runs and ALC championship runs. And he's had his issues with arm, and we already know about that. But how did they get Lance McCullers? Because they were shrewd with Carlos Correa and they were able, by being shrewd with Correa, they were able to shift more money to the second round pick to get their hands on Lance McCullers. That's a shrewd move early on that he did. Alex Bregman was a shrewd move. Having people like Oz Ocampo and having him do the thing. Now, I don't know how much Jeff Leno had to do with that or not. I don't know how instrumental Jeff Leno was with that, was with Ocampo's, you know, spot in the organization. But I know that Oz Ocampo and the Latin pitching he got was essential for the run. And some of that obviously happened while Jeff was gone, you know, Luis Garcia, things like that. So, although he was signed before then, Fromber was a Jeff Leno signing. So, I don't know. I'm not going to relitigate Jeff Leno versus the world. Leno wins, in my opinion. Did he have flaws and mistakes? Absolutely. But Dana Brown right now has his hands full. But guess what? It's the job at hand. And so he's going to get judged based on how he does his job. And we can all say it's a hard job. I totally agree with it. But he still has a job to do. And if he doesn't do it to completion, if he doesn't show the progress, he'll be gone. That's the nature of this business.
Yep. All right, 845 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. We got people that want to get in here, and we will. We'll get you in on the other side right here on ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 if you've got anything that you want to talk about. I want to talk right now about Chastain Ford. I want to talk about the greatness that is Chastain. I want to talk about a deal that's going to be ending here on January 2nd, so you've got to get in a hurry. 1.9% APR for 60 months on the brand-new F-150 Explorer. Or Escape. 1.9% APR for 60 months with $1,000 holiday cash and no payments for 90 days. So if you're looking for a vehicle, you don't want to pay a lot on interest. I mean, listen, the interest rate at some interest rate 6-7%, and this is 1.9%. Are you kidding me? You know how much you're going to be saving over the life of this thing? It's incredible. So you're looking for the best way to get into that F-150 Explorer or Escape. Chastain Ford is the way to go. Bronco Raptor, they have in stock, $12,000 off. You're looking for a great way to get that car this holiday season. Now is the time. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. No add-ons, no markups, no hidden fees, just honest deals and top-notch service every single time. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown, Chastain Ford.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.7. We had a bunch of guys that wanted to get in here. So we got callers. We got John Chill at the top of the hour. We got Beat the Warehouse Live Guy at 9:30. So we got a busy morning as we head to the eve of the eve of Allen's last day as intern here on the show. Maybe we'll bring him in here one last time and say goodbye.
And tell him not to rat.
And not to rat you out for you.
No. Any of us for the things that
I don't do anything that I'm worried about. Well, you're the only one that appears to be worried about this.
No. Also, it's called, what is it called? You get corporate knowledge. Like you can't, it's in a lot of non-competes where you get proprietary knowledge. He has proprietary knowledge now that, yeah, he's not allowed really to pass off.
What?
It opens him to lawsuits. Honestly, he opens him to lawsuits.
It's really not anything anyone would ever want to
have learned that he's going to pass on.
Yeah. What? How you like to immediately rush in when and forget the show whenever someone brings food?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
You cut off any thought you might have had to go get some food. What's he learning?
Yeah, right.
That he's going to pass.
Nothing that he's learned from us.
What are we worried about?
Proprietary.
Listen, guys, one of the things that we're going to have to do with this Texans game, tamales! He learned that.
Chris in the Woodlands is here. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Listen every day. Hey, you guys talked about NIL earlier, and Lance made me think of, did you guys see this Micah kid, the five-star that transferred from Tech to A&M? Did you guys see the deal he got?
Okay. Before you're going to say this, but I don't know that that's been – has that been verified what was – that showed up in a post. This is so outrageous that I just want to make sure, because I could not get any of that verified, Chris, just so you know.
Yeah, and I couldn't either, but I looked it up again just now while I was waiting on hold, and I saw the same post again. So, but my question is, and even if it's not true, does this kind of crap go on? And if so, guys like Mike Elko, Stark, you know, Dabo, I know they're not into giving guys a Cadillac that drives them to school every day and making sure mama, daddy, and uncle, you know, whoever get a new cat. Like, who's negotiating? Because I know you have some insights with Alabama and other schools. Who's negotiating, like, with the agent behind the scenes? It ain't the head coach who's an old white guy that draws up, you know, the plays. You know, like, do they have a staff? Can you, like, walk me through real quick, high level? I know you guys got other stuff. Like, how does that work where they get all the little BS that's involved in some of these? I thought it was just, hey, dude, here's your check for $500,000 this year. We'll see you next year. But
No, it's changing. John can tell you this. First of all, it's not a bunch of old white guys that head coach anymore. There's plenty of white guys, but they're not all old anymore. And the second thing is, because the old ones are going to get out because they're going to hate this. Secondly, it used to be the NIL would do that because they were actual NIL deals. But when that obviously was a joke, no one was signing things for name, image, and likeness. That was never going to be the case where some punter from UCF was finally going to get paid for his YouTube. That was the big joke. Basically it's a combination, like, yeah, head coaches actually, and it's not legal. It's supposed to go through the NIL, but a lot of head coaches are the ones who are making decisions on how much. Sometimes it's the, and it can be different from team to team. Sometimes it's the recruiting coordinator through the head coach and through whoever the quote unquote general manager is for each of these teams. But one thing that's going to happen, John, is that you're going to start seeing former cap, like, I wouldn't be surprised if Cliff Stein, who used to be with the Bears, gets contacted. You're going to see cap guys start getting contacted by college teams because college teams don't know how to run this. They don't know how to run a large scale salary. I mean, these are way more players than you have in pro football. So NFL executives and NFL cap guys are going to start getting hired on the collegiate level to start making these offers so that they set standards. One prominent team that I know has already created, you know, every position, there's a certain amount, a percentage that they're willing to pay that. I know that there's the same team says, okay, we're going to pay this player this much, but players who are marketable, we're going to use the NIL to add more money to what we pay them to, because they have to draw money from donors, from player, you know, from revenue share now, and then from NIL. So they siphon those three elements of cash together to make one offer. But John, I don't think there's one static way. Different teams operate in different ways.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, Micah Hudson put out this. Apparently, this is what Micah Hudson was getting: $700,000 minimum wire upfront for 1 year deal to sign immediately. Separate NIL deal for three cars for family members. Personal driver with Cadillac SUV for Micah and spring practice through end of season.
I don't think that's true.
Family hotel and travel arrangements paid each game with up to 10 members to have travel tickets and costs paid for. Medical injury time off and playing after injury determined only by Micah and his family.
Does that sound like
that
something?
It does not sound like it. And there's websites. Of course, there are A&M websites that say it's total buffoonery, but well, I don't know.
That's so outlandish. I get a driver of an Escalade for my spring practices. I decide when I'm hurt. That's clearly fake. It's clearly fake. Right. And look how that turns into real life stuff. Somebody can put anything and it becomes a real thing.
Yeah, it's crazy. Let's get Eric in here quickly. We got John Chill at the top of the hour. Hey, Eric.
Hey, Double Rod fellas. Hey, I'll make it quick. Just to go back to Lance's point about Luno, I agree with him 100%. Greatest, you know, one of the greatest GMs of all time. Somebody on one of the shows this week said that, you know, he was, maybe it was a caller calling, they were talking about it, and said that he was so good at finding that one little guy or the one A-ball guy or the one nobody, and then getting the other team to include him in a trade, just to kind of throw it in there, and he'd stand tight on that. And, you know, I you know, read more about him later on. He was had the things in Mexico and Central America and all the camps down there. How common is that for a GM to have that many ties into such a talent, you know, dense area like that in the Central America. I don't know if he's the only one or if that's just become more common. And again, if that's not common, I think we did, you know, we were experiencing one of the greatest of all time, and I'm going to miss him forever until we get another one. But love the show, guys. Thank y'all. Happy holidays. Can't wait for the party.
All right, come on. I love that. Coming to the party. Let's go. You don't RSVP. Just show up at Nick's place on Monday. On Monday. All right. That is.
And be ready to give it all for the show.
Give it all.
Let's not just show up.
No,
and
don't
go
just show
expect
up.
Expect something.
No, you gotta. Yeah, no. You got to participate, and you got to add to the show.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you ain't getting
consider
nothing.
What these two have done.
Leave with nothing.
Consider what these two have done for you all year. Time for you guys to give back on Monday.
That's all we do is give and give and give.
Yeah.
And you're going to just sit there and take. Okay. No. No, you're going to have
to. Don't just sit there.
Don't just sit there and take.
And I do believe, I think the last few shows, everybody walks out with something.
Yeah,
everybody gets
for
something.
Barely doing anything.
Yeah, yeah. So
you talk about the listen. You guys talk about the listeners gone soft. You guys have gone soft. Just handing stuff out.
Gift cards and, no, we ain't giving nothing out.
You guys have been, you just give stuff away.
No.
Like raffles and drawings.
I know what I'll be giving away. I know this. I'll be giving
buckets?
Away Coors Lights.
I knew that was coming.
Yep. I'm giving away Coors Lights, that's for sure, because I do it. I do it every year. We got some Coors Lights to give away. I just talked to Todd yesterday. Coors Lights will be flowing at the Christmas party.
Yeah, sorry, Eric. What did you ask about? Is Jeff
Lindell
the only
common
one
it is for how common it is for an organization to have those kind of deep roots in like Latin American countries? It's not that uncommon. I mean, well, I think it is uncommon. I don't think there's a huge percentage.
No,
but you have different academies. Like the Astros famously had, what was it, a Venezuelan academy? Or was it a Dominican academy?
Other teams do too. But Jeff Minot has roots. He was raised in Mexico.
Well, but that doesn't mean he has roots.
No, it makes him a lot more accessible. You don't think that he had access that other general managers who don't speak Spanish do? He absolutely did.
I don't think some weirdo speaking Spanish is going to. I think you need to have somebody who's down in the on the street level. Who I think the Azacampos probably are more important. But from an organizational standpoint, I would say the Astros clearly had an advantage.
The Astros, well, and one of the things that Jeff Luhnow did too was this was in the book was whenever everybody was spending their big money at the beginning, and you have a limited amount of money that you can spend on Latin American players. Jeff Luhnow said, "Wait, hold," and then he went in and got bargain guys like Fromber and other guys that just fell through the cracks, and he got them at a better price, and he was able to spend more money, get more guys at lesser money, and then they worked out, and then they through the organization of the development system, they became really good players, and Jeff Luhnow did it smarter than other guys did. Jeff Luhnow was really, really good. Really, really good at everything. So all this slander by Jackie and your brother has just got to stop.
Horrific.
It is.
Let the man live in peace.
Okay, and I'm going to talk
let
about...
Let him build a soccer juggernaut out of just sticks and stones.
Yeah. So I've got to talk right now about Coors Light, and I've been talking about Coors Light. I love me some Coors Light, and I'm going to love me some Coors Light this holiday season. I'm going to love me some Coors Light probably today and probably tomorrow. And this weekend and then Monday. And then we'll go from there. But I'm pretty sure the Coors Light love will continue, okay, after that. So here's my deal. Did we drink Coors Light and play golf yesterday? The answer is yes, okay? Did we drink Coors Light the day before? Yes. The answer, and go to Glenn Davis's thing, yes. The answer is yes all the time. For me, you know, open up your heart. Open up your Coors Light. Say yes. Say yes to Coors Light. Be a better person. That's what I'm saying. If you're looking to be a better person, John Chill is coming up. You know what we're doing? We're keeping Texas chill with cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.